Chapter 77. Crossroads. I returned to Toowoomba in mid-1992, with my tail between my legs, as the result of a failed attempt to save the world, in Swaziland, southern Africa. My premature return marks the crushing end to my dream of a career switch that I'd thoroughly planned out, in my head at least. It went like this. After completing a super successful posting in Swaziland,
I planned to turn my back on art and join the ranks of a non-government organisation that offered overseas travel as part of an exciting and meaningful job facilitating overseas placements for others. But my dream was in tatters. On my return, I needed a place to stay, as the lease on my house had 3 months to run. A fellow artist kindly offered me her spare room. At the time, she was attending Jungian-based personal development courses at the Portiuncular Centre in Toowoomba. These courses were the inspiration of counsellor nun Pat Quinn. Once it had been established that my physical, mental, and emotional deterioration was not the result of skeletal damage, I realised it must be something else. I telephoned Pat, explained my situation, and was invited to visit her the next day. Our first meeting was followed by weekly sessions using various modalities, including journaling, mandala drawing, dream work, sand play with miniatures, movement, dance, and holotropic breathwork. I clung to it all in the hope that something would calm the terrifying volcanic rumbling in my gut. I was very relieved when the tenant came to the end of her lease and vacated my cottage. Before moving back, I had white cork tiles laid throughout. As well as adding another layer of insulation, the tiles made the smallish interior spaces appear larger and lighter. Next, I retrieved my furniture from under another friend's house and with it returned home to continue my intense post-Swaziland recovery. Between therapy sessions and workshops, I had time to consider what to do next. As an unmarried, childless woman, I wondered what my future held. I was a firm believer in a life purpose, and I wondered if mine would bring me back to art. Throughout the months of therapy, I continued to ask myself, what's my purpose? And why am I here? Occasionally, an idea would pop up. I'd think about it, then dismiss it. Undaunted and desperate for guidance, I kept asking the questions. One day in late 1992, I had a life-changing idea. Maybe I could make art about who we are. We Australians in all our complexity. I thought, yes, I can do that. I could use textiles to tell our stories.